It has to be said, headquarters security isn't worth spit these days, particularly when it comes to drug arrests. You know, it wasn't this bad when we first joined the guard.
Yes, it was. We just weren't experienced enough to recognize the signs. There's a lot of money in drugs. And when there's a lot of money, there's a line of guards with their hands out.
This day started out depressing, and it's not getting any better. Let's get the hell out of here and file our report. If one Shakal user can do this much damage on a rampage, then this city is in for some interesting times.
Hawk and Fisher spun around, weapons at the ready. The tavern looked just as still and quiet as before. None of the bodies had moved. Hawk glared in the direction of the sound, and his gaze came to rest on an overturned table leaning against a wall. It was a big table, with room for one, maybe two people behind it. Hawk silently indicated the table to Fisher, and they moved slowly forward. They reached the table in a matter of moments, moving silently through the gloom. Hawk put away his axe and grabbed the rim of the table with both hands, while Fisher stood ready with her sword. Fisher moved quickly forward to stand between Hawk and whatever was waiting. Both she and Hawk stood very still as the table revealed its secret. The second Shakal user was a young woman, maybe 17 or 18. Her face was bone white, with dark, staring eyes, and her hands and forearms were slick with other people's blood. She held her hands like claws, but made no move to attack Hawk or Fisher. Someone, presumably the other user, had ripped open her stomach. It was a wide, hideous wound that should have killed her immediately, but the Shakal was keeping her alive. She lay propped against the wall in a widening pool of her own blood, and as Hawk and Fisher watched, she dipped a hand into the ragged wound in her gut, pulled out a bloody morsel, and ate it.
Oh, dear God. She's been feeding on herself.
Hawk moved forward, put a gentle, restraining hand on the girl's arm.
Don't. Please, don't.
Get away from her, Hawk. She's still dangerous. We don't know how many people she's killed here.
Get a doctor.
Hawk!
Get a doctor!
Fisher nodded and hurried over to the main door. Hawk put the girl's hand in her lap and brushed her long, stringy hair from her face. The user looked up at him for the first time.
Something went wrong.
Hawk had to lean close to understand her. Her breath smelled of blood and something worse. Her dead white skin was beaded with sweat.
This wasn't supposed to happen. I said it would make us feel like gods. I'm cold.
I've sent for a doctor. Take it easy. Save your strength.
They lied to us.
Can you tell me what happened? You said something went wrong. What went wrong?
It was a new drug. Supposed to be the best. Like Shakal, only stronger. We were going to be like gods. We were packing it up at the factory, ready to ship it out. Leon took some for a lark. We tried it here. Just a little. And then everything went bad.
Tell me about the factory. Where is it?
The girl's hand drifted toward her wound again. Hawk stopped it and put it back in her lap.
I'm cold.
Hawk took off his cloak and wrapped it around her. Sweat ran down her face in rivulets. There was no color left in her face. Even her lips were white.
Morgan's place. The blue dolphin. In the hook.
All right, take it easy. That's all I need. We'll get the bastards. You rest now. The doctor will be here soon.
Would you hold my hand, please?
Sure.
Hawk took off one of his gloves and held her left hand, squeezing it comfortingly. Warm blood spilled down his wrist.
All right.
Hold it up where I can see it. I can't feel it.
Hawk started to lift her hand up before her face, but she'd stopped breathing. He was still holding her hand when Fisher came back with the guard doctor.
I didn't even find out her name.